everybody. Welcome to another episode of Declutter Me. And hello, Shalina.
Hi, Shrek. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm all right. Yes, I'm not bad.
Yeah? It's been busy? Are you excited?
It's exciting and busy and summer. I don't know why you said that.
Because you didn't let me complete the question. Are you excited about your coming vacation?
I am. Yeah, I can't wait.
Especially out here. This is the season of running away from the heat.
Yes. So hot right now. But today, I want to talk about storage, which is a completely different segue.
Yeah, that's fine.
So I get clients say to me before I arrive, shall I buy boxes or shall I buy storage units and stuff like that? And I always say, no, don't buy anything. I'll bring stuff with me. So I bring set different boxes. There's like about 5 or 6 different types of boxes that I have bought in bulk from certain stores, and I use them with most of my clients because then it's easy for them to buy the same ones if they want extra ones in the future. But I bring them with me and we use it in case we need to use it. But I don't recommend that people buy anything beforehand.
So you're recommending that people don't quote-unquote prepare for a decluttering session with storage containers?
No, because you don't know what is going to fit or work until you've decluttered, and you don't know what's going to fit in the space. Like I do for a lot of the furniture pieces because I've used the same boxes in the cupboards, you know, in the kitchen, in the wardrobe, in IKEA furniture, which lots of people have. So I know what fits in what space. But most people don't because they haven't experienced this. I do this on a, you know, weekly basis. And if you buy storage containers and it doesn't work, you're just adding to the clutter and you're losing money. And a lot of people don't, you know, they buy the things and then giving it back.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, I think that would be the other part of the problem is like you, outside of the fact that you have to go back and give it, but a lot of people will just procrastinate that part.
Exactly. And like, so, you know, the thought of going back to IKEA just to go give back something and get a refund, you're already shaking your head, see? So it's already like, no, I don't want to do that. And for other places, like there's Muji here, you don't get money back. You get a credit note, which is, you know, painful when you've spent so much money.
You're bound to the store then, and then you have to buy something from that store, i.e. more clutter.
Or from the franchise. But yeah, you've lost money in a way because you then lose the credit note. You lose that receipt most probably, you know, or it's hidden away in your purse until it's the credit expiry date is gone. So yes, it might look like a pretty product. It might look like an amazing pink box with flowers inside that would be brilliant for something, but you don't know what's going to be used for. So don't get it until you know. So first of all, you have to declutter. Declutter your area, and then you will see what you've got and what you need to get, you know. And you might have things already in your house that could be used in another way. So say if you're doing your wardrobe and you do the declutter of your clothes and then you organize your clothes, or, you know, put everything back into the space, into the shelves. And then you can see if you need a storage unit for certain items, say accessories like belts, socks, jewelry, you know, or say toiletries in your bathroom. Once you do the declutter, you might find, actually, I've got enough shelving units now to put all my toiletries on there. I don't need to buy a box. Or I need an X type of box for my makeup brushes. So you know, once you've done the declutter and you've organized everything back into its space, what you need to buy. And you might also see when you do the decluttering and organizing that you might find that you already have something that you've forgotten you'd bought before, or that had a use for something, but you could use it for something else. So there are quite a lot of IKEA products that you can get, which, you know, they show as an example to use in the kitchen, but actually you could use it in your bathroom or in your bedroom instead. So there's multiple uses for things. Like I like the glass jars. So when, you know, those glass jars with the flip top bracket on the top, like those Maison jars, I find that, you know, when the rubber seal is gone or the lock on the top is gone, I take that off, that whole lock unit, and I just use the jar for putting, you know, cutlery or pens and makeup brushes. I've used it for that as well. So
just use to store like flowers and things too. I'm sure you can pot something in it.
You can do so many things with them. So you don't have to throw the whole jar away. You can just take off the top and then use the bottom. So there's so many different things you can find while you're decluttering that you could use for something else. So the things you need to think about, how do you know what you'll need, is first of all to know what you need to store there. So a good example is memory boxes, like your memorabilia. So you have memorabilia, which are like letters, photos, trinkets from holidays, and they will, you need to get all of those items. So all your photos, see how many there are, and then see what box will fit all of that. The same with trinkets. Sometimes you only need a small, like say shoe box. You don't need a massive, huge basket to put in all this stuff, because then you'll never find it because there's this massive box. So you have to find all the items and see what you're going to store before you put it away.
And then it's also like, I think it might also be counterproductive, if that's the right word here. Wouldn't it make you feel like keeping more things rather than decluttering? I have space to store them. I've got this big box that I can fill it with. So why would I get rid of it, even though I don't use it for, like, I haven't used this item in 5 years? But
and say for some certain things, like, so the memorabilia, like the photos or the, you have photo albums that you don't open very often, so you might not even want to have them in the main house. You might not want to put them into a box and put it in the garage in a storage unit. But the thing is, that cute little memory box, which was fabric covered, will not be good to put in the garage because of the heat and the sand and, rain, if, whatever the thing, you need to get a durable box that you can buy from a hardware store to store this stuff in, because it's going to go in the garage. So you have to get the right storage unit for the right room and environment and what you're going to put in it. So you have to think about things like that. So think about what's the type of material that you're going to have of the storage unit, what color is it going to be, and the measurements, So we talk about the color. So certain people don't want white. So I have certain boxes that are white or clear, and they're like, no, we don't want clear plastic ones. We only want brown. We want rattan baskets and stuff like that. But is it suitable for the things that you're going to put in it? You have to think about that as well. Do you need a lid on top of the basket, or, on top of the storage unit, or can it be open? Is dust going to get in, sand? Will you be happy if it's, gets dusty? So you have to think about that. So I would say, when you're going to buy the storage unit, make a list so you don't buy things you don't need. So check what's going to be stored in it. What's the size of the items that are going to be stored? If you take a photo of it, you can see from that photo on your phone when you're at the shop to see, this is the amount of stuff I have. This is the basket. Will it fit? So you have a bit of an idea. What's the maximum space you can store that unit in your house? Can it fit in a shelf, or does it have to go on top of your wardrobe or in the garage? Does it need to be waterproof or airtight or fireproof? Is it hidden or is it visible? What material works best for it? And can you carry it? Can you carry it yourself, or can somebody else carry it? Or is it fine to be, you need to make sure as well how heavy the contents are. So then you might have to get a much more durable box. So that's my main tips for this. So the thing to think about is, first, do the decluttering, do the organizing of that area, then see what you need to buy. So then think about the size, material, use, heaviness of the items. Think about all these key aspects before you go out and buy, and have a shopping list so yes, you don't get distracted.
And see where you can repurpose stuff, as you mentioned as well. So if there are, as you're cleaning out, keep an eye out for boxes that come up and things like that, and see, hey, can I reuse this and then I don't have to go buy a box?
It's fine to keep, there's certain boxes that I will see with clients and I'll go, yeah, you can reuse them. Especially like there's one online shop that gives massive boxes for clothes. It doesn't matter what size the clothes are, but they all go in this massive box. But that's actually a great memory box. It's got a flip lid. It's great for certain types of memories, and it depends how many things you've got. So you can use them. But if there's about 20 of these boxes lying around, I will then recycle a lot of them. I'll keep about two or three of them for use in when we're doing the session, but the rest will go. Same with shoe boxes. People like keeping shoe boxes, but then they have a shoe cabinet. So you don't need all the shoe boxes. Throw the shoe boxes away. But you can keep one or two nice ones to use for something or another. So just see what's suitable and applicable, and we'll go with, you know, your decor as well.
That's everything that Shalina has for thinking about your storage needs before you declutter. And if you'd like to have a chat with Shalina about that, you can do that by visiting declutterme.com and filling out the contact form. And you can also obviously track her down on social media. Just look for DeclutterMe. And as always, you can find out more information about this show by visiting declutterme.com/podcast. We've got all our previous episodes on there as well, so you can check it out. And you can subscribe in your favorite podcast player as well. We would love it if you did. That's it from us this week. We'll be back next week. Bye.